Hi everyone! So today I want to talk about dating game, a difference between 3D man and 5D man. Enjoy! So, those of you who are single, today is a very important topic that I can offer you a lot of benefit and insight. So, those of you who are dating, and some of you might be already spiritually awakened, some of you might not be, but it's okay. Either case will be very beneficial. So there are differences between 3D men who are mostly driven by their ego and physical need when it comes to dating. They do lie. They do play games, and they are looking for validation to make them feel good about themselves by getting something from you, either sex, either compliment, either, you know, oh, I'm so popular among beautiful girls or whatever that is. And those kind of men, they are usually looking for 50-50. Require for you to pay 50 or bring something on the table. What are you bringing on the table? That's like a business talk, okay? That is a transactional business talk. That is not a relationship, a dating, romantic talk. And a 5D man, which is not a majority of men, because we female are a lot more ascended and spiritually in tune and intuitive than men in general, regardless of the generation. Younger the generation you get, those of you who are in your 20s or 30s, you are a lot more spiritually connected and awakened than older generations, people who are 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Okay, that's how it is. Your genetic makeup, the DNA makeup is a lot more extraterrestrial than human. And you have more light quotient. So you are much more vibrationally lighter than older generations. So you will get awakened much faster. And then once you get awakened, even though you are not yet, you will develop a lot faster than preceding older generations. But anyhow, this is not about awakened talk. So this is about a 5D talk. So there are few guys who are awakened, and some of them might be single, but they are like more of the kind who are connected with their heart and emotionally in tune, and they want to be more giving, they're caring, and they want to have a real relationship, heart-to-heart relationship with you instead of just physical stuff. But regardless, I'm not putting down the 3D man, because, you know, even though some guys, they are not spiritually awakened yet, when they care about you, they do give you their energy, their attention, their time, and of course they want to provide for you as well. So, you know, I was just doing my clubhouse with my soul sister Tanya, and then that wasn't recorded. So this is why I'm recording this podcast right now, because I wanted to bring that particular episode for this Friday, but it wasn't recorded, so I have to record very similar conversation by myself right now. So like according to my experience, and Tony was talking about the same thing at the clubhouse, that men who are serious about you, men who are into you, right? They want to bring everything to you. their feelings, their attention, their, they want to take care of you. They want to make you feel good in every way. They want to make you feel safe, protected, cherished. So even though this is not about only wealthy, well-off guys, those of the guys who are not well-off yet or, you know, regular guys, if they are into you, they also want to spend money on you, okay? Because that's what it is. Guys usually are like putting a lot more care and effort when they are into something. If they are into cars, they are into building houses, they are into something, right? Fixing boat or whatever. When they put their effort, care, time into something, like let's say their car, fixing their cars, and then they feel so proud of themselves after they improved their car, they love so much, okay? And then it's kind of similar in the relationship. This is my experience. Like, I've been treated really well by my ex-boyfriends who happened to be qualified to be my boyfriend, not a date. Date doesn't mean anything. Date is auditioning. So you do not give any kind of, you do not give yourself 100%, or whatever you decided to give, do not give 100% during the date. That is my advice, because dating is an interview process. Dating is an audition process. That is not the man who are qualified by you to be with you. So I don't really understand why do you have to give a lot of stuff to the guy who are not qualified to be with you yet in any shape and form, like financially, emotionally, whatever, right? They have to prove it to you. They have to build the trust with you to show you he is the man for you. Okay, so like people on social media, they're saying, oh yeah, 50-50, she has to be 50. I mean, seriously, when I was observing acquaintances who are in the relationship, who are in the 50-50 relationship, they are not like treated well, okay? And end up being cheated by those men. And usually the lady who are putting a lot of effort to make relationship work by paying half or doing a lot of house chores or making man happy means she's doing so much to make a relationship work. And usually they're getting dumped by a guy to some other girl. And that's what I observed. And then, you know, when guy is into you, really serious about you, he wants to put everything into you, like invest into you, like invest his emotions, invest his feelings, invest his finances, whatever, right? He doesn't have to be super rich like my ex-husband wasn't, because, you know, he was 24, I was 24, and then, like, you know, 24, I just was in college, and then he had a job, but, like, you know, so, like, he got two jobs. He got two jobs so he can provide more. And, you know, my ex-husband was kind of running with feminine energy, but when it comes to taking care of me, he wanted to be a real man. Okay. So, like, the point is, when man wants to be serious with you, he will show you his actions. Like, my ex-husband brought me to his mom the third month of our relationship. I was introduced to all of his family. His friend already knew about me before I even meet them on the fifth date. Okay? Like, everybody knew about me before I even show up. And then he was telling, like, me, like how perfect you are, you know, that kind of thing. So like Tonya was saying, she was experiencing the similar thing. So when you are in the relationship with a guy who is serious about you, he knows you're the one, you know. He used to tell me how my ex-husband, like how happy he is to waking up next to the most beautiful woman he ever, you know, been with. So our relationship didn't work out, but because it wasn't meant to last forever. That was for the cycle. You know, he went off for the person who is more compatible with him. And then, you know, I went off with person who is more compatible with me. So that worked out. But whole point is, the compatibility is very important in the relationship, you know. You can't just be with person who you have a relationship with, who is your boyfriend. But after years, you may find out this person isn't compatible with you. You know, the stuff has to match up. Your value, how you think, you know, whatever the stuff, you are deal breaker, you know, he cannot break your deal breaker, you know. You have to have certain things match up when you move into relationship to marriage. And then when you're young, you may not aware of it because you are not knowing who you are 100% yet when you're young, you know. We started to understand who we are in our late 20s, you know, in our 30s, some of them are in their 40s. So, you know, in early period of the time, in your 20s or early 20s, this is not, according to me, great time to get married, even though you may be crazily in love with this person, because you don't know yourself yet. You know, knowing yourself, then you know who is the right person for you. Some people are great boyfriend material, but might not be someone you are going to spend the rest of your life with because there are so many differences of values and then how you operate things or how you will match as a team. You gotta be a good team, right? You have to be comparable with each other, but whatever the part you're missing, he has the part. So you're like good fit. And whatever the part he needs, you can provide. You're good fit as a team. You know, that's what marriage is. So like, but when it comes to true love, you know, usually guys, they want to provide for you when he's into you, you know. So like, that's regardless of how much money he's making, okay. If he's wealthy, he can provide a lot more. But if he isn't, like, he still wants to provide because that's the guy's natural caveman structure, right? If man is like operating with masculine energy, he naturally wants to provide and protect, okay? And right now it's 2023, but that hasn't changed. If especially you are a feminine woman like me, like you are having a lot of feminine energy, you're naturally attracted to masculine men. And if man is very masculine, he naturally wants to provide and protect. And that's his natural state. And you don't want to emasculate him by taking his role away from him. Right? And paying 50% is, believe it or not, you are emasculating him. Okay? And also, you are taking his leadership role away from him. Usually very masculine men seek for very feminine women. And he wants to take a lead. Of course, in order to take a lead, he has to be capable of taking the lead. Okay, he has to be intelligent, he has to be successful, all sort of things. He has to be considerate, responsible, all sort of things, right? But during the dating time, you can observe his capability to see if he qualifies to be your boyfriend, you know? And then once you get into the relationship with your boyfriend, you will see if he's qualified to be your husband. Okay? And that is important. And usually when guy is into you and committed to you, he wants to invest in you. That's including financially. So when it comes to a guy, he doesn't want to invest in you in any way, shape or form, time, energy, finance, he's not into you at all. Maybe he just wants to sleep with you and then disappear. A lot of the case. Or he just want to keep you as a placeholder until someone better comes along. And you don't want to be in that position, right? You don't want to be in that position. So observe, take a time to see how much he is into you. Okay, you don't want to give everything about yourself 100% to a guy who is not as giving as you are. Because even 5D, the ratio of giving and receiving is kind of 50-50. If you give, the other person has to receive, right? If you receive from someone, you just, you know, give back your appreciation, that sort of things. Like, you're not going to just take, or just give, because you just give too much, or you're just going to take too much. That's not a balanced relationship. So even in 5D, it's like energetic exchange of 50-50 is required. That doesn't mean you got to pay 50%. Like, a lot of times, I did this too. Like when I paid 50%, that's the time I'm not into the guy. So I don't want anything to do with the guy. I don't want him to think we are any way possible to be in romantic situation. So I paid half to get rid of him. Paying half is more like friendship. Paying half is I have zero interest in you. So those of you who are operating in masculine energy and you want to pay half of the money and you like feminine energy, man, go for it. That's the right fit for you. But if you are feminine energy woman like me, open up your horizon to see and start observing other women who are operating with feminine energy, and if she's in the relationship, how harmonious the relationship is. Okay, so when you are operating in feminine energy, predominantly feminine energy, you will naturally attract predominantly masculine men who are provider and protector. So in my relationship, I was treated really well in every way. And every single my exes took care of me really well. Because they are the masculine man I wanted to be with. You know? And they had a great time because I was giving back what I can give. Whatever that is, right? That doesn't mean I'm paying half of it or I'm like commanding the leadership into the relationship. Because, you know, when in my case, when I am operating the masculine energy in work situation, last thing I wanted to do is be the leader in the relationship. It's very tiring for me. You know? So like, you have to understand what works for you, but guys, in general, they love to save energies, okay? So if he's not spending money on you, he's saving that money for someone else or something else. Not to you, but like, if he's into you, he's serious about you, you know? And if he's masculine man, he naturally want to give money, energy, time, everything to you because he wants to make you happy. He wants to see you smile. He wants to feel he's the one who is protecting and providing. He wants to claim the position of your man, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's so nice to be protected and provided because, you know, if you're feminine and if you are like having a lot of feminine energy, don't you feel really good to be cherished? Being cherished by men. When we get cherished, we become more beautiful. We become more relaxed, we become more happy, and we want to give more because of that. So it's like a win-win situation, you know? And usually successful guys, they want to be happy in the private relationship. So when you're happy and you're being his sunshine, you know, he is happy. Because you are his muse. You are giving him relaxation and then happiness by you being you. Like inspiring him. You know, a lot of my exes told me, oh my God, you just inspired me. And then goes back to do work. And that's, I feel like, our job. And then, you know, he makes you feel really good so you can become a little sunshine. You're not like making effort to make him happy. That's a different thing. You're just being you and he get inspired. That's a completely different paradigm. So when you are in your 20s or 30s, people who are in your age range, they are more spiritually awakened, even though they are not. I'm talking about DNA level, people are more awakened level than older generations, okay? So you will have a lot more meaningful relationship with exchanging the emotions and the care and the feelings. But men are still men. So even in those situations, they want to provide you if they are operating with masculine energy. So I was in Boston in the end of the May, and I was with amazing guys, and they're my friends, but they wanted to, you know, we are going out for dinner, and they wanted to take care of all of the payment because they are the masculine men. And some of them had a girlfriend, so, you know, like, but they still wanted to be a perfect gentleman. And so it got nothing to do with age. It has to do with maturity, and it has to do with sophistication, how sophisticated he is. And also, he knows the role he is I guess, embodying. If he feels he's a male who is a protector, provider, who is masculine, you know, and knows manners, he'll naturally takes over that role of, okay, gentleman pays. You know, and then I told one of my friends that your mom raised you right. You know, because if I were a man, I would do that the same thing. Because like that is a part of the class and the sophistication and then the maturity, you know. And if you want to be someone who is abundant, you are more generous, right? You're not cheap. So a guy who is not willing to spend the money on you, for example, he's either cheap or not into you, or he's broke. But, you know, when it comes to a man who is on the way to be wealthy, if he's into you, he still spend as much money as he possible in his capacity, right? So I don't really think it's a financial blanket thing. I think it's his mindset, you know. And this is the fact. When I observed my client in my life, Tony, I was saying that today, it's just in a happy relationship with the right combination. Like, you know, if you are feminine woman with feminine energy, you do attract masculine man with masculine energy who wants to naturally provide and protect and lead. So you can relax in that relationship and be happy, you know. That's a very healthy, balanced relationship. You don't really have to strive to take 50% of relationship and pay 50% of everything and make 50% of decision. If you're the kind of woman who wants to do that, go right ahead. And I personally think it's very tiring. And then when you started doing that to masculine men, they don't like it. Trust me. Okay? Because they are capable of making the best decision for you and for him. And he's a gentleman, so he does ask you what you want. Okay? It's not he gonna decide which restaurant to go to or what kind of house he wants to buy or where he wants to travel and decide and they tell you like, oh, this is what I decided. That's a very selfish man. But if he cares about you, he'll ask your opinions, you know, and take into the consideration and takes his leadership to make you happy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So either 3D or 5D, make sure to observe during the dating, make sure to observe during the relationship until you make a commitment to a guy. Because you don't want to make a commitment lightly. It has to be the right person for you, right? He has to be special for you. And then make a decision to commit to him. But until then, there are so many things you can observe, including how he is treating you by action. Emotionally, financially, and time-wise. And, you know, some of the people who I came across, like, and also my client, like, oh, you know, he's saying he's so busy. He doesn't have a time to me for me. That sounds like excuse, okay? Unless he's extremely busy, that might be possible for a week, you know. But if he's into you, he makes time to be with you. Trust me, he does. Okay? No one is that busy. So, That's what I wanted to talk to you about. So regardless of what level of man you're with, you know, make sure what you want, understand who you are, and observe his action. And his action and his word has to match up. And if you're with 3D men, be especially, you know, observant to make sure what he's really after. Okay? By looking at his action, you will know. Okay. If you want to have a clarity in your relationship, I offer soulmate and twin flame regression, so you can book that in the link. And I do have a twin flame course, which is a huge summer discount right now. So sign up, and that is really good for you to be free from challenging situation if you are in that kind of twin flame relationship. And if you want to level up yourself, your appearance wise, fashion, makeup, I do have an Amazon storefront, which I get a little bit of commission from, and check it out and see if you can find something you like. Alrighty, so see you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.